take a look on the Gemara on Lamed Tes and the Beis. Hakol Mod the Pesach. Everybody agrees when it comes to Pesach. Sheminiach Prusa B'Tel Shleima. That you put the broken piece inside of the whole piece. Ubotzeya, and then you break the bread. My Taima. What's the reason for this? Lechem Onipsik. Rashi explains, skipping the first Rashi intentionally. Rashi says, Lechem Oni Ksiv. V'darko shel Oni v'prusa. The derech of the Oni is to eat with a prusa. L'fichach sarich. This is the part that I wanted to skip. Okay. V'darko shel Oni v'prusa. The derech of the Oni is to have a prusa, a broken piece of matzah. Rashi says something very strange. I tried to skip it, I didn't get away with it, so now I gotta start. The Filchotzar Shiyevroed Kibotzeim and Abrusa. I'd like to pick up with this Rashi after we go through the other Rishon, and therefore it has to appear as if he's breaking from the Prusa. Now, Rabosai, let's continue a little bit on to the Gemara and then ask a bunch of Pshat questions, and we'll see that all of the Lamdos really starts from these issues of Pshat. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba taught that with Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, Chayiv Adam Mitzvah Shteikaros, a person needs to break two pieces of bread. My time of Lechem Mishnah, because it says Lechem Mishnah. The Gemara will get into the details. Be'ez Hashem, that will be our next sugya, and then we're going to skip. You're going to do at night all the Gemara Mem Amud Aleph to next Mishnah. We're going to start the next Iyun Sugya. It's really going to be after we do the Mishnah on Shabbos. We're going to pick up with the next Mishnah on the bottom of Mem. So now, Rabosai, I want to ask a bunch of Pshat questions. How did you read Amar of Papa? We're going to see that all the Lamdus really starts with these Pshat questions. Amar of Papa Hakol Maidin. What does Rav Papa mean, Hakol Maidin? Everybody agrees. I don't want you to tell me just to spit back the Lashon Rishonim. I want you to tell me how you would read the Gemara, what you feel in your heart, not just to spit back what Rishonim said. Yes, Avram Yitzchak?
Yisrael,
you're next, because there are going to be a few possibilities, I think. Yes?
Whether Rabbi Yochanan, if you want to hold Shlamin or whatever it is, everyone agrees that this is the proper conduct you do by Pesach, even if you hold Shlamin is Odeb and you hold your Shlamin, or if you hold...
Okay, so Avram Yitzchak says one possibility. Hakol Maidin goes back to the Machlokis Rav Huner and Rabbi Yochanan. If you have a shalem, and you have a prusa, so then you're supposed, according to Rabbi Yochanan, for example, you're supposed to choose the prusa. Over here, he wants to argue that the Hakol Maidin means that you're supposed to do the prusa as well. Right? That's what the Hakol Maidin. That it would be Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you need to do the prusa. Good. Okay. You saw what that was along the lines of what you wanted to say?
I think that even like Rabbi Yochanan, who would say that shalem is adif. That if you would hold like lechem oni, is even more adif on this night than shalom.
Good. So Yisrael's adding to what Avram Yitzchak said that the lechem oni make the Xeris Hakosov tells us that we say take the prusa. Now Rabosai, I believe these issues that we're discussing right now is at the core of the fundamental issues in our sugya. Let's take a look at the Rajba. The Rajba gives us two possibilities. It's not going to be the only two possibilities of how to read the Gemara, but the Rajba gives us a couple of approaches. Let's take a look at the Rajba. Now, if you'll notice, I'm intentionally going out of order. I normally, like Rav Tversky says, every sugi has its own dynamic. So this sugi also has a different type of dynamic. And the difference over here is I'm not focusing yet on Rashi. Could be I'm not going to focus on Rashi at all today, and if I'm not going to even start with the Tosos, because Tosos doesn't start in Pshat. The Rajba, Tosos and Pesachim start in Pshat. So let's take a look at the Rajba. Minyak Prusim Tov Shlema Ubotzeya, Pirush Rashi Botzeya, Omishtein Omishlema. Yesh Mefarshin Gamkein, Bahadar Minyak Tov Mon Pesach, Sheminyak Prusim Tov Shlema Ubotzeya, Shebotzeya Min Hashlema. That we're going to discuss in Tosos. What does it mean? Which one is he Botzeya from? Is he Botzeya from the Shalem? Or is he Botzeya from the broken one. Then he quotes V'yesh Mishapir, Shabose Menaprusa V'alehu Mubar HaMotzi V'yesh Mishapir, V'alehu Mubar HaMotzi V'asa V'gar L'pal G'od N'chad V'zad Iker. So he's supposed to take a half and not the whole. Now we're going to see which one you're going to need to break. We're going to see shortly. Ule Iker, I want to focus on Ule Iker. Ule Iker Hada Kol Modim HaPesach. This that we say Kol Modim HaPesach Yesh Min HaGonim Shepir Shua. There's some Gonim that explain I Iker Shmeitzer the Rabbuna of Rabbi Yochanan. It's called the Shmeitzer of Rabbi Yochanan. Klomar B'Sheimil Efneim Psisim U'Shleimim. That the Sugya is talking about what we had said above, if you have Psisim and Shleimim. And therefore, the Chiddush over here is that even though Rabbi Yochanan normally says, exactly how Avraham Yitzchak has said, that the Shleimim comes first, nevertheless, over here, you're supposed to put the psisim in. Now, whether you're supposed to break the psisim, that's going to be a separate machlokis rishonim. But that's what comes, that's what you do. You have the psisim and you ignore Rabbi Yochanan's rule that the shleim come before. Now, here the Rajba says a big chiddush. The Rajba then says that if you have all the shleimim in front of you, so then that would be even better. But if you have the sisim, the Tzeres HaKosel Lechemoni says that you choose the sisim first. Continues the Rajba. And this pshat is the pshat that Rabbi Gon accepts. V'gam hu kasa b'shem acherin. The lav machma shmeisa the ravuna of Rabbi Yochanan sila hacha velo talu b'puksayim klal. Rav Haigon brings from Acherim that this has nothing to do with the machlokas ravuna Rabbi Yochanan. Ela mishum lechemoni, but rather because of lechemoni, the lo livtse atarti. You shouldn't break both. Kishar Shabbosos v'yomtov, like every Shabbos in Yom Tov. Mishum da'asa lechemoni, because the lechemoni comes along, v'gara lepalga dechada, and says that you're supposed to have less than a full one, you're supposed to have a piece. V'chein imod davar. So we had the first pshat of Akol Modim. First pshat of Akol Modim is that everybody agrees that the halacha says that you need to have a prusa. That's what Akol Modim means. According to the second shot in the Rajba, what's HaKol Modim coming to tell us? According to this shot, what's HaKol Modim? Yes, Daniel?
It doesn't matter whatever you have. Whatever happens, you've got to have less than a whole. You've got to have a pizza.
Yeah, but what's HaKol Modim? What does it mean everybody is Modim? What does it mean HaKol Modim? Yes, Adi?
It literally means everyone that is not talking back, is not going back on the earlier arguments between the real members, every single thing.
So what's HaKol Modim? In other words, it's going on something. We're responding to something else. It's a response to something. In other words, but according to the first pshat, it was a response in the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. No. Incorrect. Yes, Oren? So HaKol Moedim is actually going on the next part of the Gemara. The next part of the Gemara, that's why I was careful when I read the Gemara, not to stop with my time Alechem Oniksiv, but rather, on the Mar Mekomos, I sent you further into the Shabbos. Ube Shabbos Chayiv Adam Levtsoa Al Shtei Kikaros. There's a Chiyuv on Shabbos because people say Al Shtei Kikaros. That chiyuv, al shtei kikaros, doesn't exist on the night of Pesach. Because you have lechem oni. There you're supposed to use a prusa. So, kainim advarim. So, Rav Papa is saying like this. Hakol modim b'Pesach, but even though there's a chiyuv of lechem mishnah on when? There's a chiyuv of lechem mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're going to discuss tomorrow about the chiyuv even on Yom Tov as well. But on the night of Pesach, there is no chiyuv of lechem mishnah. Let's see it back in the words of the Rashba. V'gamu kasam shem achem lav machma shmeitza de Ravuna Rav Yochanan si ulahacha. It's not because of that. Lo tal b'sayu klal. Ela mishum lachemoni de lo litza tarti. You shouldn't break on two large pieces. Because you have the pasuk of lachemoni and tells you you're supposed to have a broken piece. That's the chiddush of Rav Papa. Now, Rabosai, in pshat, who's pshat? Even though the Rajba likes the second pshat, what would you say is the smoother pshat in the Gemara? Yes, Noah?
First.
The first pshat, why? Right, because Hakol Modim, according to the first pshat, is following on the heels of Rabbi Yochanan Rav Huna. Here, Hakol Modim anticipates that we already know that we're going to say that there's a chiyuv of lechem mishnah on Shabbos, even though that's subsequent in the Gemara. That's the next thing in the Gemara. But according to the Rajba, second pshat, Hakol Modim is going on Shabbos. That even though on Shabbos you need lechem mishnah, but everybody agrees that on Pesach you don't need lechem mishnah. By the way, did I just say it accurate? Is it correct that we're saying that on Pesach you don't need lechem mishnah?
Eat it and shut him.
Ah, so here's a chakira. According to this pshat, the second pshat, which obviously has its weakness, but the Rajba says v'cheini madavar, you could be choker the following chakira. On the night of Pesach, is it the pshat that you're potter from lechem mishnah? Lechem oni tells us there's no din of lechem mishnah. Or the pshat is that lechem mishnah you could be mekayim with a prusa as well. Clearly it's saying you don't need shalem, according to this pshat. You don't need shalem. But maybe somehow, for some reason, you could be mekayim lechem mishnah with a half a piece. You follow the chakira, right? There's nothing in this pshat, how should we call it? Rav Haigon b'shem acherim, that says that you don't have lechem mishnah on the night of Pesach. It just says that you don't need a prusa. Now, l'may nafkamina? Well, they're going to be big nafkaminas. They're going to be big nafkaminas whether you say it this way or that way. But again, I want to show you all the longness that we're going to say, all the nafkaminas and all the chakiris, etc., etc., all start with how you read the Gemara. What's the Gemara's kavana? When the Gemara says, Hakol Moedim. What's the kavana of Hakol Moedim? What are we bringing out in Hakol Moedim? So here we have two deus in the Rashba. Now, Rabosai, you're going to tell me why I went to Pesachim first, but let's take a look at Taisus' Shita in Pesachim. The guys bought these beautiful shas, and of all the years that we look up Gemaras, the least is in Ketzem Mevarchim, because Ketzem Mevarchim doesn't send you all the shit. All over Shas. When we learn Perek Achol, it sends you all over Shas. But this sugya, we get to travel all over Shas. So let's take a look first at Taisus himself. Kuf Tez Zayin Amin Aleph. You tell me why I went to Taisus himself and before Tosus in Brachos. You'll see him, I think, shortly. Tosus Kuf Tez Zayin himself says the following: Ma Darko Shalani Beprusa. There's a very similar type of Gemara over there on the bottom of Kuf Tez Vav on the base going to Kuf Tez Zayin. Nira says Tosus the Gam Amotzi Tzarich Levarich Ala Prusa. V'chei Mashma V'Perikets and Levarichin the Ka'oma Hakol Moedim Leinyan Pesach Sheminiach Prusa B'Toch Hashlemos Ubotseya. So first of all, we're going to see this is a big diun in the Rishonim. Do you make the hamotzi also on the prusa, or do you make the hamotzi on the whole matzah? So here Tosfos is of the opinion that you make the hamotzi as well on the prusa. We haven't been masgir that yet. And then Tosfos continues on ubotseya pirush afilu lemando amar mevarech al hashlemo poter es apsisim. Even according to the Mandal Amar that says that you make a bracha on Shlema Yipoter Zapsisim. Who's Tosis referring to? Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan that says that Shalem always comes first. Maidel in your Pesach, Dein Mavarech ala Shlema ala Prusa. Here is Maida on Pesach that you make on the Prusa. Mishum Madarko Shaloni, Umeinicha Besoch Hashlema Kadeshi Nira Shebotze ala Shlema. So Tosa says, number one, he takes sides in what the Hakol Moedim is. Hakol Moedim means that Rabbi Yochanan is Moda, right? Now here we have such a Shita in Tosas in Brachos, not the Tesla of the Beis, that says that you make the Bracha on the Pusa, but he doesn't tell us what Hakol Moedim means. That's why it's Kedai first to go to Psachim before you look at Tosas in Brachos. That Hakol Moedim is going back on Rabbi Yochanan. And then he says, you make the bracha on the prusa, even though normally the halach is you go for the shlema, because of the xeris hakas of madarko shaloni. That's step number one. So here we have spelled out that the Bali Tosa is saying you make the bracha on the prusa, and Hakol Moedim is saying that even Rabbi Yochanan says that you make the bracha on the prusa, even though normally you make the bracha on the shalem. And then Taisus in Pesachim continues, and he says, "V'ka'amar basar hachi." And it says after this, "Amir Rabbi Chia bar Abba, v'Shabbos chayv l'tzal ashnei kikaros." So Taisus continues to quote from our Gemara in Brachas Lamentes on the Beis, and he says the Gemara goes on and says, "On Shabbos you need to have lechem mishnah, shenemar diktu lechem mishnah, v'ikar milsei the Rabbi Chia bar Abba perikol kisvei." And Tosas is bothered by a question. But why in Brachos Lamentes of the Beis do we tell us the halacha of Lechem Mishnah? What's it doing in Brachos? It appears in Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin of the Beis. El Lahachi Maisi Hasam Achar Pesach. But it's brought over there, Loimar Shetzarich Shom Matzah Shlishis. Mishum Lechem Mishnah. Oh, here comes our custom. How many people use only two matzahs on the night of Pesach? Here comes our custom for three matzahs. Says Taisus like this. Our Gemara reads as follows. Our Gemara reads, HaKol Moedim Pesach Shemini Aprusa B'Soch Shlema. There's a requirement of a prusa. And HaKol Moedim is saying that Rabbi Yochanan is Moda. Then the Gemara brings in the chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah to tell us that on the night of Pesach there's also a chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah. As we learn in other places that Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same din. Loimar again tells us his words in Pesachim. Loimar shetzarech shom matzah shlishis mishum Lechem Mishnah v'chayiv l'vtzoh ashtei kikaros bein b'Shabbos bein b'Yom Tov. Because Taisa says the lav achi lama heini sham milso de Rabbi Chia. Why would we bring down Rabbi Chia altogether? What's Rabbi Chia doing here? If it's not to tell us the chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah and Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's in a daf yomi a week from now. That's nothing to do with brachos lamitas on the beis. What's it doing there? So the answer is because the Gemara wants to bring out that there is a chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah. So Rabosai. Tosfos brings out the nafgamina of how you read Hakol Moedim. According to the first pshat in the Rajba that says that Hakol Moedim is telling us that Rabbi Yochanan is Moedim, that you make the bracha on the prusa. So then what will emerge will be is Rabbi Yochanan is Moedim, you make the bracha on the prusa. But there still could very well be a chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah on the night of Pesach. How are you going to have Lechem Mishnah? The answer is, you'll have three matzahs, as many of us do. According to the second day of the Rajba, could Tosfos and Pesachim be going like the second day of the Rajba? Absolutely not. Tosfos and Pesachim said that there is a chiyuv. According to this Avlachah Mishnah, according to the second Pirush of the Rajba, what does the second Pirush of the Rajba say? Hakol Moedim was saying that there isn't a chiyuv of two shlemos on the night of Pesach. That's what Hakol Moedim is saying. But Tosfos and Pesachim doesn't learn that way. Why does Tosfos and Pesachim not learn that way? Because Tosfos and Pesachim goes like the first day of the Rashba. And the first day of the Rashba says that Kol Moedim is not saying that you don't need two Shleimos. Even on the night of Pesach you need two Shleimos. However, you also have a separate chiyuv to be Botseya on the Prusa. So what we see is that these two deos in the Rashba, Tosfos and Pesachim is taking sides like the first deah, and he's mamish cholek on the second deah. And how you read Akol Modim is going to be a nafkabina of whether you need Shleimos on the night of Pesach. According to Tosfos and Pesachim, who goes like the first deah, could very well be that you still need Shleimos. According to the second day of the Rashba, clearly there isn't going to be a This all starts with what does Hakol Moedim mean? Yes, sir.
Is there a Shleimos, even if you don't cut it, you cut the Prusa?
The question is how you start out. What do you start out with?
You know what I'm saying? Is it a matter of what you make a bracha? What's in front of you when you make a bracha, or what you're using as to make the bracha?
What's in count? Front of you when you make the bracha?
So even if you don't cut the prusa, even if you don't use the prusa, then it's still as if.
So that's going to be a discussion, the Rishonim, that we're going to get to yet. What you have to cut, we haven't even discussed yet. We haven't even discussed it. But this all starts with how you read Hakol Moedim. Yes, Aaron.
I thought it's possible that this was also taking a middle approach. You're taking a cold mode that was going on under my focus, like the day of the Rashba, that was going between Rabbi Yochanan and that.
That's how we
learned. The second one is just saying that the later stance of that is the fact that they mentioned the second statement was only to add on.
Beautiful! But that could not work according to the second day of the Rashba. That's what I'm emphasizing. If you learn that cold mode like the second day of the Rashba, then you wouldn't be able to read the Gemara that way. It's the Tosfos is reading the Gemara the exact opposite way the second day of the Rashba is reading the Gemara. Second day of the Rashba is saying Hakol Moedim that you don't need Shleimos. But according to this is a
fundamental, but meaning that they read it similar in terms of the actual reading. They just disagree with the Gemara.
No. Well, everybody's going to agree there's some type of relationship between Hakol Moedim and Kikaros. On Shabbos, the question is, what is that relationship? It's a very, very different relationship than from the first day in the Rashba versus the second day in the Rashba. Yes, Avram.
The second day in the Rashba tells me why it can't be the definition that Shabbos. How does the first day in the Rashba tell me why it has to be the definition?
How does?
I understand why the second day in the Rashba, the meaning of the Gemara that way, tells me why the Lechem Mishnah isn't the same, why you don't have Lechem Mishnah. But I don't understand how the first reading, how Tosfos got from the first reading, you still need Lechem Mishnah.
So, no, the two don't go together. Tosfos and Pesachim is making 2 points. Number one, Tosfos and Pesachim is saying that you read like the first day in the Rashba. Number two, once you don't learn like the second reading, it could be that the Hemshich of our Gemara is saying that you need two Kikaros.
They're not linked. The other way is linked.
Correct. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's read the... I see not everybody's following the point that I just made. Okay, you have to do chazar on it, but I think it's an emesthetic point. Leaving aside whether you understood that, bottom line is, Tosfos comes out that you need Lechem Mishnah, and the bracha goes on the Prusa. Now let's take a look at the Shitas Harambam. And you tell me how you would guess that the Rambam had read the Pshat in our Gemara about Kol Moedim. Rabosai, I'm confident that if you do Chazar, you'll understand what I had said. Let's take a look at Peret Ches Halacha Vav, if I'm not mistaken, right? In the Rambam. Hilchos Chametzu Matzah. Va'achar kach mevarech al tilas yadayim, v'notel yadav shenis, sharei siach daito pshas kriyas ha'agada, you need to wash your hands even though you wash for karpas, v'lokeach shnei rikikim, and he takes two it's interesting, he describes as rikinkim, two waffles, but they're matzahs, right? By the way, the Talmidim are right. There are a few rayas from our sugya that the malawa type of matzah that the Taimanim eat seem to fit better into our Gemara. For example, the word korech. The korech means, it sounds like to bend over. It doesn't sound like it's brittle. It sounds like it's something that could bend without cracking. Again, this expression, rikikin is generally a type of a waffly type of substance. Either way, v'lokeach shnei rikikin, and he takes the two matzahs, v'cholek echa mehen, and he divides one of them, u'mineach prusa l'sof shalem, and he puts, if they're brittle, how can you put the prusa inside the shalem? U'mineach prusa l'sof shalem, and he puts the paras inside shalem, v'varech ha'motzeh echa min ha'aretz. U'mipnei ma'enu m'varech al shtei kikaros kishar yam tovim. And why is it that you don't make the bracha on both pieces of bread like other yam tovim? Rabosai, if you had to choose, based on our analysis of Pshat and our Gemara, how would you conclude how the Rambam read the Pshat in our Gemara? Yes, Avram Yitzchak. That Rav Papa and Rav Abba are arguing with each other. Okay, we're going to learn a little bit differently, but let's go the other way. Let me take what you're saying in a slightly different direction. What's clear over here is that the Rambam is learning that Hakol Moedim is not going back on Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. What's Hakol Moedim going on? Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees that when it comes to the night of Pesach, that the night of Pesach doesn't need Shtei Kikaros Shleimos. So what's that like? It's like the second day in the Rajba, beautiful. It's like the second day of the Rajba. And the Rambam says, therefore, you don't need Lechem Mishnah. You don't need Shtei Kikaros, the Chalapachos. You don't need two Kikaros, according to the Rambam. What's that?
Yeah, it sounds like...
I haven't discussed the Chakira yet.
It sounds like a...
I haven't discussed the Chakira. Well, we're going to come back to that Chakira. But let's leave aside, that's what we would call a subcategory.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the basic Shittas HaRishonim. It's a lot of fun to discuss Chakiris, but a lot of times it's not emes in the sugya. The main thing is to keep in the Minei Ubei in the sugya. Eventually, let's see, but we'll get to the Chakiris. Okay, good. So you see what Avram Yitzchak's point is? That's a valid point. And I want to show you something that was Mamish Misameh that I just realized today. Mamish this morning. Pass around the riff. Im Sachen. Here we go to the side also. The riff in Psachim on this Gemara, let's read the riff, and you tell me everything that worked beautifully, where the Rambam is coming from. And now you're going to know where it's well known that the Gro only had two matzahs, right? The Gro only had two matzahs, but no one here only has two matzahs on the Pesach, right? The Gro only had two matzahs, and this is where it comes from. Says the Rif. It's on page 50. I forgot which document is the document of the Rif. The Rif says the following. Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni. By the way, there are two opinions on what does Lechem Oni mean. One opinion, by the way, is important for other halachos in Pesach. Is Lechem Shonim Alav Shvarim Harbe, that you say over at the Haggadah. Dover Acher, about 10 lines into the Rif. Ma. Darko shall ani beprusa. Afkan beprusa, just like a poor person only has a small piece of bread, so too here. Dover acher lechemoni ma darko shall ani hu meisik gishto hofer. Afkan hu meisik gishto hofer. Hilkach. Either explanation you take of the second and the third, be pesach mevarchin al chada prusa. On Pesach you make the bracha on the one piece of broken bread. But in general, you make the bracha on two shlemos. Kishabbos, like Shabbos. And then he goes on and discusses Shabbos and Yom Tov that you require Lecha Mishnah. And then he concludes, skipping down a little bit, Dear Omar of Papa, HaKol Moldim B'Pesach Shemihiach Prusa B'Toch Shlema U'Botzeh by time Lechem Oni Ksiv Bei. So the way we were masbir the Rambam based on the second day in the Rajba fits beautifully that the Rambam goes for the Rebbe of his Rabbeim. The Rambam's father was a Talmud of the Rimi Gash, and the Rimi Gash learned like from the Rif. And this is exactly the pshat that you guys said I found is beforeish in the Rif. That the Rif understands that our Gemara is saying, HaKol Modim, is saying that everybody agrees that when it comes to Pesach, that the chiyuv is not to have shleimos. You don't need shleimos. So that's so. So then the halacha is that you have a prusa, and that's what's going to be the chiyuv on the night of Pesach, as opposed to all other times. Yes.
But when you say
there's
no chiyuv for shleimos,
so mamish it's gishmak. You see, mamish the way we read in the Rambam. Then, yes, go ahead.
Well, we're still
trying
to have at least one
challah. Excellent question, Rabbi. You were asking this in a modest way. You wanted me to clarify. Could you attack me now? Now that I gave you permission, now could you attack me?
You're telling me there's no
people. It's hard for him to do that. Yeah? Okay, go ahead.
It means two breads, not two
Okay. Actually, your opinion is the opinion of the Netziv. The Netziv is going to say something along the lines of what you want to say. Netziv is going to say something along your lines. But could you attack me? You didn't attack me. You just... All right, so let me ask on myself. And by the way, this is family of Soldatik Shiur. Fantastic question. If we're going to say that there's no chiyuv of shtei lechem, if there's no chiyuv of lechem mishnah, so then in such a case, why do you even need a whole one in the first place? Bifrat. We have many who hold that the halacha is that you make the bracha, both brachos on the prusa. Right now we're going to see in Tosas, there's 2 days, right, Tosas Gan Valeinu Semitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. The simple reading of the Rambam is that you're making the bracha on the prusa, so why do you even need a shalem altogether? What's the need for the shalem altogether? Once we read the Gemara, it all starts with, the Kashin Lomdus starts with the Imshat. Once we read Amar of Papa Kol Moedim that there's no need for Lechem Mishnah, so why do you even need the Shalim altogether? So Rabosai, I want to take you on a fascinating journey for 2 minutes, for a dramatic Shita LaHalacha, which was actually Halacha LaMaisa yesterday in my house. Someone came a little bit late for Shabbos Shuddis. We had already cut the 2 pieces of bread. So what happens if you come late and there's no Lechem Mishnah? What should you do? So you're stuck, right? You're an Ones. No Lechem Mishnah. Do you know that according to the Netziv, there could very well be an Inyan to take 2 pieces of bread and put them together? And the Netziv brings a Raya from our Rambam. The Netziv wants to argue that Lechem Mishnah means... Who says it means shleimus? That you need shalem mamish. He says, from our Rambam, you see, it's not the pshat that there's no requirement of lechem mishnah. But as the Rif had said, the lechem oni tells us there's a new type of lechem mishnah on the night of Pesach. There's a new type of lechem mishnah. The pashtas, though, in the Rif is clearly not this way. And this is our Soloveitchik argument. The pashtas of the Rif is that the Rif is saying, and this is the Makara of the Rambam, I want to add, like, ammunition to Soloveitchik's disagreement with his great-grandfather. What does it sound like when we read in the Rif? That Lechem Oni tells us that you throw out Lechem Mishnah. Amar of Papa, Kol Moedim, that there's no din of Lechem Mishnah whatsoever. But the Netziv says, and he brings Raya's and Shas, that's why I photocopied for you. It's not our sugya. So I'm not going to go through it inside. But the Netziv says, I have a Raya from here, that if you have a Prusa, that a Prusa could also qualify as Lecha Mishnah. The Netziv was discussing this halacha l'maisa. You know, in the time of the Netziv, I think I read this somewhere. I think I came across this tshuva of the Netziv, where someone was talking about how little they had, that they partially didn't have any, they didn't have lechem shlemos. The Netziv was discussing whether a person has to kill themselves to get a whole piece of bread. And he said, no, I want to bring a raya from the sugya that the halacha is. So that's copy that I have in front. And that was the chakira that we had said. What's the pshat when we say that lechem, according to the second day of the Rashba? Is the lechem only saying that there's no need for lechem mishnah at all? Or is it no? The Netziv learns that there is a chiyuv of lechem mishnah. But who says a prusa can't do lechem mishnah? And that would be the reason why you need the other lechem. That would be the reason why you need the other lechem. Because there still is an inyan of having lechem mishnah on the night of Pesach as well. However, this is not the only way of understanding it. The simple reading of the Rifim Psachim is what? That the Rifim Psachim says that lechem only comes to tell us you don't need lechem mishnah at all. Hakol Maidin.
Why does it sound like that? Why is that
you don't think it sounds like that?
Just
okay. Wait a second. That the halacha is that you don't need lechem mishnah at all. If that's so, what about Adi's good question? So why is it that you need a shalem? You shouldn't need a shalem at all. You should just have a prusa. So the answer to that question is a fascinating ha'ara on the previous sugya. In the previous sugya, we had a machlokes speaker, Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said that the shleimos mitzvah min hamufkar. If you remember at the time, we were a little bit stuck. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says mitzvah min hamufkar? Why is the Gemara emphasizing mitzvah min hamufkar? So this really only, maybe you guys already understood this, but it was only brought home to me when I looked up the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos of shleimos mitzvah min hamufkar. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, many of you should have it in the same Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalid, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos brings down Rabbi Yochanan's din in the following way: Mitzvah min hamufchar l'ftsoa b'kikar shleima. I could have understood Rabbi Yochanan saying that when you have a kikar and a prusa, so then you should choose the kikar over the prusa. That's not how the Rambam understands it. The Rambam understands that there's a mitzvah min hamufkar, and this is how it's Taka brought down Shulchan Aruch, if I'm not mistaken, that the mitzvah min hamufkar is to make amotzi, it's like a hiddur, almost in the bracha, to make amotzi on a chashuv dikka bread, and chashuv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't mean size, chashuv means shaleh, mitzvah min hamufkar. So Rav Soloveitchik argued, that's what the reason, according to Rambam, you need a shaleh. You don't need a shaleh in terms of lechem mishnah, and ain't a chanami, there's no chiyuv of lechem mishnah at all when it comes to the night of Pesach. There's no chiyuv of lechem mishnah. However, what's the reason that you have the shalem? Because it's a hinder in the birchas hamotzi. There's a hinder in the birchas hamotzi, as we see in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalit in Hilchos Brachos. Now, Noah is arguing that from the Rif, maybe there still would be a chiyuv of lechem mishnah, even according to the Rif, which we argued, which we were mechadish today, is the real source for the Rambam. So let me look back. Let's take a look. Hilchos b'Pesach mevarchinon al chado prusa, avol b'shar yom tov mitzinon al tarzi rifasa shleimasa kishabes. And then he says, "Dear Omer of Papa, Hakol Modim in Pesach Shenimiach Prusa B'Soch Shem Motzeiach."
My
time, Olechem Oni
Ksivbe. Why is it that we put the Prusa inside the standard?
I think you could go. No, so that's a separate issue. Why are you supposed to put it inside?
No, not inside. That, that's why is that separate issue. Good enough? Because it says specifically for Pesach, Lechem Oni, that teaches me.
So we have the Chakira. What's the chat? Does Lechem Oni tell us there's no Lechem Mishnah? Or not? I hear what you're saying. I had read the Riff originally. I thought the Riff was Nota in the direction that there isn't the Chiyuv at all, the Riff himself. But I hear, Noah, you're
yeah,
by the way,
how did it sieve for the rest of the year? It's just a little
Pesach. No, so read the Netziv, and the Netziv says, but wait a second. He says, there's still, the Netziv's Hanukkah is that there's a Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah on the night of Pesach as well. That's his starting point. Because his kasha is, that why have the Shalim altogether? Why do you have the other Shalim? Elamai says the Netziv, that the Chiyuv is, you could be Yotzei Lechem Mishnah, even with a Prusa. That's the Netziv. Wait a second. By the way, just one more. I discussed this in the Daf Yomi on Daf Gimel on the Beis, in Halacha from the Daily Daf. How did I become aware of this Netziv? Because the Gemara, I'll just give you Amev and Yavin. The Gemara on Daf Gimel on the Beis says a Mishnah. If you have a Mishmar and a half, that's considered two Mishmaras. So some want to bring a riot from the Netziv, as long as you have, you see from there that a half is already considered a whole. So they want to say, we see, but this is an Afghamina. Many, many times you came late, there wasn't another piece of bread. According to the Netziv. Now, by the way, halacha lemaisa, how do then you define shalom according to the Netziv? Any tiny crumb should already be lechemish. You put two crumbs together, so the Netziv says, oh, so some want to say half, but the mashmos of the Netziv is not even half. The Netziv says that it all depends on how it came to you. If you came to the table and that's all was there, then for you that's a shalom. Take a look at the Netziv. Fascinating. It's a big, big kula. But I want to emphasize just for 2 minutes of 1 minute of Musar, just how much we have. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. When was the last time we really thought about not having a lot of bread? So Lechem Mishnah, every once in a while, people didn't set up in yeshiva, or someone didn't sign up in yeshiva, said, you know, you don't have enough bulkala. But once upon a time, they didn't have. And that's why the Netziv went through the sugyas. He was discussing this halacha lemaisa. If you don't have bread, so he was discussing that Lechem Mishnah could be two prusas is going to be enough. That's what Lechem Mishnah was discussing. In fact, it reminds me, Rav Soloveitchik disagrees here with his great-grandfather, right? But in Rav Soloveitchik's own life, this happened. I read the story in the Soloveitchik Heritage, written by Rav Meiselman's mother. She was Rav Soloveitchik's sister. So she writes in the Soloveitchik Heritage that when, it also has to do, the irony here is that the Netziv's daughter from his second marriage, this is probably the Netziv wrote when he was younger, but the Netziv's second wife was from an aristocratic family, and actually they had a little bit of money. So Rav Soloveitchik said when they were leaving Poland to come to the United States, they passed by, and they never saw such a type of living. He said they actually had china, they were eating on china, and they had never seen that. He said they lived in poverty in Lithuania. And he says, his brother Aaron, she writes, her brother Aaron, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, was about 3 or 4 years old at the time. So he had never seen challah before in his life. He hadn't seen challah, or wasn't familiar with challah. It seems like all they had was just matzah that they would eat on Shabbos as well. So it says that he loved the challah. And as a four-year-old, it had been a long time that they had spent time with the Netziv's family, or Moshe Soloveitchik and his family. So they were staying up a long time on Friday night, and all Rav Aaron Soloveitchik wanted was to eat the challah. And he fell asleep. It was already late at night on Friday night. He fell asleep, holding on to the challah, as if it was like a special toy. So when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's wife, Rebbetzin Pesha Soloveitchik, if I'm not mistaken, wanted to put him to bed, so she tried to take the challah out of his hand. And he woke up and he started screaming. And he started screaming, I want my special golden bread, my special golden bread. That was a piece of, in those days, and see, he wasn't even familiar with what challah was. It's a fascinating irony, because the Netziv, this is, I believe, was the Netziv's second wife. That was who they were at. the Nitziv, most of it, if you read the book, my uncle, the Nitziv, he also lived in poverty. But it seems like his second wife, because she was from a different part, she actually was zochet a little bit of more. That's what her salvation. That's what the Rebbetzin Meiselman described that she saw. And this is a fascinating truth. It's true of the Nitziv that you're able. It's clear that they didn't have, and that he was matzdikly using small pieces of bread for lechem mishnah. But back in the sugya, it all starts with the Rambam sheet of Akol Moedim, and the Rav Soloveitchik disagrees with his great-grandfather's approach to say that the Rambam says that there is a kiyum of lechem mishnah at all. He wants to argue there's no lechem mishnah on the night of Pesach entirely. I see a bunch of questions. Yes, Ben?
It's right that you can only answer up inside if it's only a different room. When you need one shalom, right? You need both shalom.
Right, so Rambam holds you only need one shalom. No, the Rambam holds you only need one. The Rambam holds that you have two matzahs, and one of them is broken, and that's the whole story.
Yeah, no.
The Rambam holds you only need one. That's
why,
and that's.
Why do you need that one for shalom?
Oh, that's a very good question. Why do you need the other one to be shalom? So the answer is, he answered that. He says, the mitzvah min hamufkar of Rabbi Yochanan. On one. Mitzvah min hamufkar, that if you're making a motzi, that you should make a motzi on a shalom.
So why is the other one to be shalom?
What? That's right. And you know, that's all you have, one and a half. According to Rambam, you have one and a half.
You don't need to be cholik echamim.
Means you already broke it in yachatz. You broke it in Yachatz. It's the one you broke in Yachatz.
Why does the other one still need to be shalom?
I answer, because you need a mitzvah min hamufkar on the
Which one do you make for the broken
one? Lechura, that's not clear. We haven't even discussed that. It's not clear, but presumably the Rambam holds that you're making the bracha on the chusa as well, but it's not mufurish. It's not. There's no hechreh. Yes, Aaron.
If according to the way the Rambam is reading it, that when it says reading is that the lechem always will be done, but the lechem mishnah would obviously also be done with Rabbi Yochanan and Shita of his mitzvah on the shlemim.
Once we're being docha that you need lechem mishnah.
Yeah, so when you be docha also the mitzvah min mufkar of having a shlema. Is that what the wrong
would be docha that the mitzvah min mufkar of a shlema?
Yeah, isn't that the wrong thing?
No, because one is a halacha in terms of lechem oni that you can't have shalom, that you can't have lechem mishnah. But mitzvah min mufkar you can still have on the hamotzi. I understand what you're asking. You're saying maybe lechem oni would tell you that you don't even need a shalem. It could, but it doesn't need to. But if you learn hakol moedim, that's why it's the point of pshat. That hakol moedim is saying that everybody agrees that you don't need lechem mishnah on the night of Pesach. So then you're being docha that from the tzeres hakosel lechem oni.
Is that only the chachila or the yevan that we say tonight? You should have it for
yourself. So, according to this understanding, as the Rif said, it's a lechatchila. There was another sheet in the Rajba that said that it was only a Rashutz, that was Bidyev, but that's not the Pashtus. That's why Rav Yaakov and I got stuck in reading that part of the Rajba. It's very, very hard to say that's a Rashutz. But there seems to be that sheet of the Rajba. Okay. I think I had planned to do more today, but A, because that it's just late in the afternoon. A, and B, in terms of stopping here, I think this is a neat Dover HaMushlim. Might be one kikar, not two kikaras, but it's definitely a shlema. So let's keep with one shalom instead of trying to go for two. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to do the Tosos inside, our Tosos. Then we'll try to discuss Rashi, but I'm going to give you already more Maran Makomos Kli Nether tomorrow, ready for Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos as well. And then we're going to go on. That's them.